Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and Lauren's with me today, and we're just going to do a quick follow-up on our last episode on meal prep. We had over 100 downloads from you guys, and so we wanted to just answer some more questions, give you a few bonus tips, and touch on some other areas that we didn't hit on the last episode. Let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Lauren. Today we're talking about meal prepping again. I'm excited.
You all have been meal prepping like a boss. So we just got to step up the game. We're going to give you more tools for your toolbox.
Yeah, I really felt like we needed to do another episode for personal reasons because I've completely changed my own meal prepping since we discussed this. Like I remember specifically saying, I don't do a big meal prep. And the next day I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to start doing that.
So tell everyone how you prepped before and what you're doing now.
So before I would prep a grain, I would prep lettuce, I would prep a protein, mainly for David for lunches. I would sometimes cut up veggies that he could put on a salad. He doesn't need a lot of variety. So like that's literally all I would do. And I would never prep my own lunches because I was thinking, well, I'm home. I can throw stuff together whenever I want. When in reality, I was having a really hard time throwing things together because Sammy is constantly needing my attention. So I knew that I needed to change something. So as of a couple of weeks ago, I started doing full meal prep. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen it. So now I was prepping my lunch and David's lunch, but only for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I was telling myself I was going to do it again on Wednesday night for Thursday and Friday, but that was more hit and miss. So I'm still working out the kinks on Thursday and Friday.
What stops you from doing it on Thursday, Friday? What do you do instead?
What's stopping me is time. It's the middle of the week. Sometimes I'm teaching. It's just the timing of it. And sometimes we have leftovers. It's kind of just more like mixed matched. Instead of it being like really pretty lunches. But I've loved my lunches on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because I'm more excited to eat them because it's like a complete meal and it's just pretty and fun because I have those meal prep containers that I definitely got for Christmas because I'm a weirdo. So yeah, I've really enjoyed.
Normal.
By the way, I got 7 of them. I think it was like $12 I checked because they've already started like to break. I was a little upset, but I'm like, they still work. They just like have cracks in them. Not where the food goes, though.
I was going to ask how durable they are.
Not so durable, but they are microwavable and they're BPA free. So it's like, you can't have it all.
You can't win them all. Pick your battles.
So I don't think we talked about last time what your meal prep is like, Katie. So tell us about it.
Well, my meal prep is weird. It's definitely different how it was from college when I was living by myself, doing all my grocery shopping, doing everything. But actually in college, when I lived with Paulina, we ate so similar that we meal prepped together, which made it so easy because a lot of times people will say it is hard to meal prep for one person. It's hard to guesstimate how much is enough, how much is too much, not enough. So we would always meal prep like our chicken or buy things in bulk together so that it was cheaper and we were going to eat the same thing anyway. So we'd just buy a bunch and then divide it in half. But so that's what I used to do. Now, again, kind of like you, I'm hit and miss. It depends on my time. My schedule is always crazy, but what I've been doing lately is what I like to grocery shop is for stuff that's just for me. So my parents do eat pretty healthy, but I'm just a creature of habit and there's things that I always eat that I always like to have. For example, like I always like to have unsweetened vanilla almond milk in my shakes and in my coffee. So, but no one else drinks that. So my mom doesn't buy that. So I'll go out and buy that. I'll go out and buy my Greek yogurt. I'm kind of particular about the salads I buy, and I just like to eat different way sometimes. So what I've been doing is going out and just grocery shopping, buying some of those things that just I eat, and then using kind of whatever my family has to supplement. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So like specifically, are you generally eating like the protein that they make and then you use your own other like salad mix-ins?
I guess it depends. And it depends on what we have for dinner. So like I'll eat whatever my mom makes for dinner usually, but like if there's extra protein, I'll have that. But sometimes if I know that I'm going to be teaching, or like I haven't been seeing my clients, we've been off our schedule for like 2 weeks, so I've been actually able to be home for dinner. But typically when I am teaching, I won't get home till like 8 or 9. So if I know that's going to happen, then I will make a huge crock pot full of chicken, pre-make my salads. And I usually do it the night before. But like you said, I'll do my protein and my grains ahead of time, but I'll make the actually package everything together into my containers the night before. Does that make sense?
So you're just really approaching every week brand new. Like it just depends on what's going on for you.
Yeah, which is super frustrating. And I'm kind of looking forward to when I move out and have my own routine of just, this is what I buy, this is what I prep. But it is what it is. And you just got to roll with it.
Totally hear you there. Because like consistency just makes everything so much easier. And if you have a system, then you can just chug along.
And I could totally do that and go grocery shop, buy everything that I would do normally and just eat my own. But the point of living at home is to save money. So beggars can't be choosers. I'm going to eat what's at home.
I totally get why it's a struggle.
Yeah. Season of life, nutrition, and eating 100% healthy clearly isn't my top priority right now. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Doing the best I can.
Hey, and that's okay. Yep. Okay, so let's move on to a couple of the questions that we got from our listeners.
The first question I got, and I think you might have got the same one, is from one of our listeners, also named Katie. How do you avoid getting bored of eating the same foods all the time? When I think meal prep, I think same foods equals boring. So, Lauren, you go first. Yeah. What do you do for that?
I mean, I just have to be honest and say, like, you kind of have to get over it. I mean, that's like so mean, but I have to say that because it's like, okay, dude, yeah, I remember when I was a kid and my mom was telling me that we were having chicken again for dinner and I was really upset. Like, we always ate chicken and that was the worst. But like, there's just not that many things you can have. But at the same time, there's a million ways to prep stuff. So I think that you just have to change your like mentality about it. You just have to like look up new recipes or just do something that's going to keep you like more engaged and more looking forward to it. But I do have a couple specific things that you can do. My big thing that I would recommend is using different seasonings. So let's say that you're going to have a chicken salad for lunch. You could prep a couple days worth of almond crusted chicken, which is one of my favorite ways to make chicken. And then you could prep a couple days worth of chipotle chicken, like some sort of chipotle rub that you would buy for chicken. And then you could do different veggies. So like for the first half of the week, you could do cucumbers because they go bad quicker than other veggies. And then for the second half of the week, you could do like raw peppers on your salad because those are going to last longer. So there's those little things that once you get going with like eating healthy, you start to notice tomatoes, cucumbers, they don't last as long as peppers. So you can kind of take that into consideration. But spice up your life with spices. That's my takeaway.
There's so many different seasonings you can buy. I've heard of people using Flavor Gods. I think they're pretty expensive, but there are just a million different seasonings you can buy and just try new things. You don't know. My personal opinion to that question is you pick what's important to you. For me, I'd rather make less decisions. So I will just accept the fact and eat the same thing for a while because it means less decisions in my head. But if you're the kind of person who just is like, this is boring, so I won't eat it, then maybe your priority needs to be doing a little research, getting a little uncomfortable trying new recipes if you know that that's going to be your barrier. For me, it's not a priority. I'd rather just eat healthy, and if I enjoy it, it is what it is.
Yeah. I forgot my second thing that I was going to say was that maybe you're stuck on the fact that you think eating boiled chicken and rice and broccoli. That's like the healthiest thing. So you just have to eat that. And then you think of like another version, like chicken salad, you know, like mayo and all of that chicken salad. You're like, oh, I can't have that because that's not healthy. Well, maybe you need to read some new recipe so you can make like a healthier version of chicken salad or, you know, barbecue chicken, like stuff that's maybe you don't consider like as healthy as quote clean. But in the long term, if you're eating a variety of recipes for lunch and for dinner, you're going to stick to this healthy plan rather than just focusing on that like one meal that you consider the healthiest thing. Does that make sense?
Totally agree. It just aim to be better. Don't aim to be perfect. You don't, if you don't like eating, I don't like eating plain, and plain healthy, quote unquote healthy foods doesn't necessarily mean healthy. I think in my opinion, healthy means having a positive relationship with food and eating it because you enjoy it. You shouldn't just be like eating your raw broccoli because you have to.
Yeah. That does get boring. I can understand that. Okay, so the other question that I was getting is, what are some foods that are healthy that last the whole 5 days? So, Katie, can you start with protein? How to make your protein last 5 days?
For protein, typically a general rule of thumb, I'm the food safety nerd over here and everything has to be safe. So protein and leftovers typically last about 3 to 4 days after it's cooked. So me personally, what I do is, let's say I'm making chicken or some sort of protein that I make in the crock pot, I'll make it for, you know, 3 to 4 days. And then on my fifth day, I don't know if I think I said this in the last episode, but I usually leave one day kind of as a, I don't know, I might be out for lunch or I might just pick something different. But so I'll typically use the fifth day as a plant-based protein, or I really like the frozen veggie burgers. I think they're delicious. So I'll have something like that. Or when I say plant-based protein, something like hummus, or I'll have Greek yogurt as my protein for lunch, or I'll eat hard-cooked eggs, just something different to kind of stretch it out. Did that answer that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that idea for protein. I'm not running into that problem right now since I'm only prepping for 3 days. Plus, I'm prepping for David and I, so like our food just gets eaten really fast. I mean, we seriously eat so much damn food. It's ridiculous. So we do not worry about stuff going bad.
I will say, though, if you're buying all organic, organic food will go bad faster because it doesn't have some of the preservatives. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you're someone who's like, who thinks, you know, I can't afford organic, organic always goes bad so fast. So maybe that's something where you weigh your pros and cons. What's really important to you? Is it more important that you eat healthier and it lasts you longer? Then if that means not buying organic, so be it. You're still making a healthier choice than you would have than throwing it all away.
Yeah, totally. I notice that if I make a grain-based salad, so like I make a lot of like quinoa salads, those do not last. Like they last for probably 2 or 3 days. And I usually don't eat them that fast.
I mean, usually leftovers in general, it's about 3 to 4 days. I think rice probably lasts a little longer. It just will get dried out. So maybe the first days you eat it plain or with as a side, but maybe like the last 2 days you eat it mixed in as like a fake Chipotle bowl or something like that, where it's got some moisture to it.
Yeah. Another thing that you could do is use canned beans. I'm all about canned beans because they're super easy. You could prep a grain for the first couple days and then leave the last days empty on that front. And then you could just open up a can of beans, like chickpeas.
You read my mind. That's what I'll do too, in addition to my random day, is I might have like a bag of steamable broccoli with, this is so weird, but this is something I always eat, the steamable broccoli or Brussels sprouts with Cholula hot sauce and either like a sweet potato.
I don't think I know that hot sauce.
It's delicious. And it's like a,
I'll have to
and it's a dollar at Kroger.
Bonus. And then fresh fruit, you know, apples, bananas, those are like go-tos for me. I just bought strawberries a week ago and they only lasted like 2 days. So choose your fruits wisely. And of course, you want to try to aim to buy the stuff that's in season because it's going to be cheaper and it's going to taste better. But I always eat apples and bananas.
And berries, if you wash berries, specifically raspberries, if you like, let's say you're meal prepping and you're like, oh, I'm going to be good and wash all my fruit. Berries actually retain water, so they'll be mush by the time, like, say you wash them in the morning, they'll be complete mush by dinner. So don't wash them till you're ready to eat them.
Yeah, that's a great tip. So yeah, you also mentioned that you eat a lot of yogurt. That's something that people can buy, those single serving yogurts. Would you say non-fat Greek yogurt? Is that what you buy?
That's my favorite. And I don't want to get too deep on this, but the whole sugar issue with yogurt, I just feel like I need to address it. Milk has a natural occurring sugar, lactose, OSC, sugar. Yogurt is made from milk, so it naturally has lactose in it. So it's naturally occurring sugar. So when you're, don't freak out about the sugar in yogurt unless you see in the ingredients the second or third ingredient is sugar, then that's where it's added. So it's always going to have sugar, but a lot of times it's just natural.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I think that's some good tips. I mean, what are other snacks or things that you eat on the side of your lunch? So like for me, I always eat apples, bananas, almonds, peppers, and hummus. Those are like my go-tos along with like a salad. So what are some things that you religiously eat that seems to last?
Side note, this is what I had for lunch today. I had two rice cakes with almond butter and banana because it sounded good. And I ate lunch with Joey and he took his carrot and dipped it in my almond butter. I thought of you.
How dare you? Wait, did you think of me because of that? Because of like that saying, it's like, I put the exact amount of almond butter on this. Is that why you thought of me? Why?
No, because you said that you dip your carrots in peanut butter. Oh, someone called you out on the Instagram.
Yes, I do dip my carrots in peanut butter and it's fantastic. And if you haven't tried it, you totally should.
And I was chewing my rice cake about to tell him, hey, dip your carrot in this peanut butter or almond butter like Lauren did. And he did it. It's like he read my mind.
So did he like it? Does he do it regularly?
Yeah, he did it like it was a normal thing.
That's fantastic.
But I digress. Back to what we were talking about, your staple go-to foods.
Yes.
I definitely always have raw carrots because they're easy. Some sort of self-packaged fruit like bananas or apples. The steamables are a must for me because it just allows me to get, I don't always want to eat raw vegetables. I like to cook vegetables, so those are easy to have on hand. And then Greek yogurt as well. So I like to do the plain non-fat Greek yogurt. That way I can mix it up with like grains or sweet potatoes or vegetables. I like it as like a topping or mixed with salsa, as dressing for a salad, or I just eat it plain and then add fruit to it to make it sweet for like a dessert.
I like that. I also just like had a bad connotation of frozen vegetables. Before a couple weeks ago, I had bought frozen vegetables like since like for like 5 years. Like I always buy fresh.
Really?
And I throw stuff away sometimes, which kills me. I hate throwing away stuff because it goes bad. So like I never would buy frozen stuff. And now that we have started talking about this, I realize that I'd probably be better about eating even more vegetables if I had them frozen because they would be there ready when I needed them.
I love it because it gets rid of my excuses of fast food. So I always, always, always keep frozen, not so much canned unless it's like beans, but always keep frozen vegetables and fruit on hand because from a nutritional standpoint, they're no difference.
Yeah. My final meal prep tip is to give the full meal prep a try. Because when we recorded our last meal prep episode, I was telling myself, oh, I would never do that. Just it seems like overkill. I don't think the time would be worth it. But there's a huge difference mentally between kind of prepping your food or halfway prepping it and then having to prep it in the morning too, to like doing it all on Sunday for like 3, 4, 5 days, whatever. there's a huge difference. So I would recommend, if you're interested in this, try the full thing to see what you really think.
So after you buy all your groceries, how long does it take you to actually cook and do all your food? Do you do it all in one sitting on Sunday, and how long does it take you?
So I'll usually do chicken in the crock pot, so that takes like 4 hours. So sometimes what I'll do is, if since it's a Sunday, I'll put chicken in the crock pot and I'll time it so that it'll be ready at like 4 p.m. or whatever. And then I'll prep my grains and then cut up my veggies and assemble. So it takes like an hour maybe, but it's more of like the assembly that takes time, and that doesn't even take that much time.
Good to know. Side note, my coworker was super excited this week. He got a Wi-Fi enabled crock pot. So he was going to start the crock pot from his phone at like noon, so it was ready when he got home. Can you guess what my number one question was?
No, I can't guess it. What was it?
Well, what were you cooking and what is it doing sitting there on your counter for 4 hours? I didn't think it was a good idea. But I didn't want to discount his excitement for eating healthy. You should not leave your chicken or your protein just sitting out on the countertop, that you're going to get sick. That's where pathogens grow. And I just imagined his half defrosted chicken sitting there.
Yeah.
Growing pathogens.
I don't want to say that you're like too worried about it, because you just know more about it than I do. But I feel like most people do not think the way that you think.
Ignorance is bliss until you get food poisoning. Yes. Just so you all know. Ignore me, but when you get salmonella, hit me up.
That's so true. That's so true. Well, I'm really glad we get to talk about this. And I'm excited that people like had such an interest in this, because it really is a life changer once you get your meals figured out. And every time your life changes, your meals and your meal prepping changes. And it's unfortunate, but it's just the truth. So I think you just have
to, so true, so true.
Yeah, you just have to be willing to like recommit to it every time that your life changes.
It also makes it easy to track your food. If you're someone who tracks your food, you can, if you know what you're going to eat all week, plug that into MyFitnessPal and just try to stick to your plan. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I think we covered all our tips. Again, if you guys have any more questions, I think we probably could do a part three, because let's be real, we could talk about this for days. So be sure to comment on our Instagram, follow us on Facebook. And as always, if you love this episode or you like hearing what we talk about, please write us a review on iTunes. And of course, click subscribe.
All right. We will talk to you guys next week. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked today's episode, share it with a friend and don't forget to subscribe. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. We love hosting this podcast and we're so happy that you're listening. We'll talk to you next week.